Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
And as we've been hearing in the headlines, political parties are meeting this afternoon and over the next few days in a bid to form a new government. Politicians from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have expressed different opinions on how to approach talks with Sinn Féin. Given the size of the vote for Sinn Féin, it's widely seen that they need to take the lead on the talks. Now, I'm joined by the Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on finance, Piers Doherty, and by Fianna Fáil TD and party spokesman on justice, Jim O'Callaghan. You're both very welcome. And Piers Doherty, news coming to us just before five, that Mary Lou MacDonald has appointed you to lead the Sinn Féin government negotiations. So what is the strategy and what are the next steps for you?
Well, Mary, yes, I've been appointed by Mary Lou MacDonald this morning to lead those negotiations to see if we can deliver on a government for change, because that's clearly what the people voted for. They voted for change, and for our part, we'll do everything that we can to deliver on a government for change, and that means dealing with the big issues, delivering on the solutions on health and housing, on climate change, on the right to a pension at 65, on giving workers and families a break, on preparing for Irish unity. We know the issues.
We know the issues, and they're all in your manifesto, so next steps.
So the next steps are that we have reached out to parties who also have a mandate for change. So we've already reached out to the Labour Party, the Green Party, the Social Democrats and People Before Profit. And tomorrow those discussions with those parties will begin. And we will tease out with them the appetite for delivering real change, delivering a government for change. But we've also said, Mary, that we will talk to all of the parties. But in the first instance, we've started the conversation with those who have a mandate for change
and
similar to ours.
You'll have run the numbers as well, Piers Doherty, and Labour, Green Party, Social Democrats, People Before Profit. They don't make up 80.
No, the numbers are the numbers, and you know, while we came close to it in terms of a left government, it's clear that the numbers are the numbers. I do welcome, Mary, the fact that Fianna Fáil have shifted their position about talking to Sinn Féin. I think that they've realised that this election has changed everything, and that's to be welcomed. We said right through the election, before the election and after the election, we'll talk to all parties and to see if we can put together a programme
for change. Before I go to Jim O'Callaghan, let me ask you to articulate in what way you're saying Fianna Fáil has shifted its position?
To myself, well, I think it's clear that in terms of the comments that were made by Micheál Martin, that he has acknowledged that he wasn't repeating that he wouldn't talk to Sinn Féin anymore. He was talking about the fact that he's a Democrat, that people have mandates, and look, that's what a lot of Fianna Fáil supporters and indeed members and indeed some of the parliamentary party had been saying, sometimes privately and sometimes publicly, before the election. But look, this is grown-up politics here. You know, people have voted for change. The question is can we now deliver a government for change? And that's what we're determined to do, and that means talking to everybody to see, to tease out that appetite.
So are you saying that after your talks now with the other parties that you've mentioned, Labour's, Greens, Social Democrats, People Before Profit, will Mary Lou MacDonald be making a phone call to Micheál Martin?
Oh, we've made that clear during the campaign that we're going to talk to everybody. Mm. We're going to talk to, you know, so the first thing that we're doing, obviously, is that there's a number of parties who also received a large mandate in terms of change. So obviously, what you do as a party who have got the biggest mandate for change, who have led that, who have won the election, is you talk to people who may be like-minded. You start that conversation with them. But we've said it very clearly that we're going to talk to all of the parties. It's up to them then to decide whether they want to, you know, talk to us or sit in the fence or whatever they want to do. But for our point of view, we believe that there should be no delay in government formation. We've serious work to do, and that work needs to begin quickly. And for our part, we've already began that work. With the context that we've made yesterday and today and with the meetings that will take place tomorrow.
Jim O'Callaghan of Fianna Fáil is with us as well. You've been fairly clear, I think, in your position even after your election in Dublin Bay South. But will you talk to them now or will you sit on the fence?
Well, we're not sitting on the fence, Mary. Our position is very clear, as you've stated. We stated that we would not go into government with Sinn Féin, and that remains our position. But I welcome the fact that Piers and Sinn Féin have taken the initiative to try to form a government, because there is a responsibility on them, having secured the largest number of votes, to try to put together a government. And when you do look at the figures, Mary, it's feasible. For years, we've been told that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been the blocking mechanisms to a government of the left in Ireland. Now that no longer operates. When you look at Sinn Féin, the Greens, Social Democrats, Labour and People for a Profit, there are 66 seats there. And then you've got 8 like-minded independents, bringing it up to 74. And then there are 13 rural independents, none of whom will want an election. So I think with a bit of initiative, Pearce and Sinn Féin will be able to put forward what they say is their government of change and a programme of government, so that the people of Ireland can see what it is that this collection is going to put before them as government.
We'll talk about the difficulties of that negotiation involving so many different moving parts. But Jim O'Callaghan, you said we won't go into government with Sinn Féin. Will you talk to Sinn Féin?
Well, I've been a member of the Justice Committee for 4 years, and I want to say I have a very good working relationship with the Sinn Féin representatives on that. It was chaired by Caoimhín Ó'Caoimhle, and I worked well with Martin Kenny, I worked well with Donica O'Leary. But let's be blunt about this. The real issue is Fianna Fáil going to go into government with Sinn Féin? The answer is no. So I see no purpose in going through some charade of talks. And in the same way as in 2016, when we were doing the work that Pearce and Sinn Féin are doing now, we were going around talking to different parties. Sinn Féin said they didn't want to be part of those talks then because they weren't going to go into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. If it was acceptable for Sinn Féin to do that in 2016, why is it unacceptable for us to do it now?
Pearce Doherty.
Well, look, first of all, the public have made it very clear that they want a government. They want a government for change. There is a possibility, obviously, to deliver on that government. We want to make sure that there is a real government that delivers on the big issues. So we've started the process. It's up to Fianna Fáil. It's up to the other parties whether they want to come on board, whether they want to be part of this, or whether they want to sit this out. That's not, I would argue, the mandate that people got. That's not the message that people were getting in the doors. There is huge problems in terms of housing. Huge problems
yeah,
in terms
Jim
of health.
Callaghan, you know, he's telling you go off and talk to the others and talk to the independents and so on. But unless I'm misinterpreting you, Jim O'Callaghan, you're saying a very clear no to talks because they're pointless, because it's a no from Fianna Fáil, Pearce Doherty, to government with you.
Well, that's correct. That's the point we made before the election. It's the point we're making now. It's no disrespect to Pearce or to other members of Sinn Féin.
And what about the electorate?
Sorry, the electorate voted for Sinn Féin and some of the electorate voted for Fianna Fáil, but no one voted to compel Fianna Fáil to go into government with Sinn Féin. In fact, the electorate could be very irritated if we went around now and said we're going to go into government with Sinn Féin, having said to the electorate before the election we wouldn't do it. So it's no disrespect to Sinn Féin. We're sticking to our promise. You know, we can't be compelled to go into a coalition into which we do not want to go. And I think in fairness to Sinn Féin and its efforts to form a government, the sensible thing for them to do is to talk and get together the 74 members of Dáil Éireann who share a left agenda. And with that, they'll form the basis of their government. And they then need to put before the people what they say is their programme for government, so the people of Ireland can see what this collection of left-wing politicians are going to provide in government.
OK, and for you, Jim O'Callaghan, before I go back to Pearce Doherty, for you, if your party decides to talk to Sinn Féin, or if your party decided to enter government with Sinn Féin, would that be the end of the road for you in Fianna Fáil?
Not the end of the road for me in Fianna Fáil, but and I say again, no disrespect to Sinn Féin, I wouldn't serve in that government, but I'd still be a Fianna Fáil TD. My political home is in Fianna Fáil.
So you could swallow hard then and do it if others within the party, including your party leader, went down another road.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, Mary, but what you're asking me is if there's a complete U-turn by Fianna Fáil, which I don't see happening, would I then leave Fianna Fáil? I'm not prepared to do that, but I'm being clear with you, I wouldn't serve in any government.
Pearce Doherty.
Well, look, that's Jim's own view. He's entitled to that. From our point of view, the election is over. People have asked for change. People want us to solve the problems that have been left unsolved over the last 4 years. We have started, yes, talking to those other political parties who have a mandate for change. But we're also going to talk to all of the parties. And it's up to them, and it will be their decision whether they want to engage in talks, whether they want to be part of resolving the crisis that indeed some of them indeed created or allowed to facilitate the creation of it, or whether they want to sit it out. So, look, we won't be negotiating over the airwaves, obviously. From our point of view, we've hit the ground running. We had made the engagement, obviously, with those parties of a like mind in the first instance, and we will continue those conversations tomorrow when we meet face to face.
Do you also sense that, and from listening to Fine Gael, various Fine Gael TDs, that you can phone them if you want to, but they're not interested in talking to you or doing business with you, Pearce Doherty, either?
Look, time will tell, Mary. That's the reality is time will tell. But I think, I genuinely believe this, that the people out there have told us very clearly, and not just Sinn Féin in the votes that we got, but they've told other political parties as well who they're loyal to, but also believe that change needs to happen. And we see that reflected in the opinion polls. They want these issues sorted. They want them sorted out. So if political parties decide that they don't want to be part of that, that they want to frustrate those efforts, then that is their decision. From our point of view, we want to do everything that we can to deliver a government for change, to deliver on the mandate that that people voted for, and to deal with the crisis that we have in health, housing and other areas.
Jim O'Callaghan, could Fianna Fáil support a joint Sinn Féin policy platform?
Well, Mary, the question is, can we go into coalition with Sinn Féin? We're not prepared to do that. Listen, in terms of what Pearce is stating, you know, I wish him well, because I was involved in the negotiations before the 2016 government was formed, after the 2016 election. And at that stage, people said it would be impossible to form a government. We spoke to a lot of people. Sinn Féin didn't participate at all. But what Pearce has got in front of him, he's got 74 left-wing, hard left-wing seats in Dáil Éireann to work with. And a lot of those people who got elected, whether it be People Before Profit or Social Democrats, they got elected on the Sinn Féin surge. So they have an obligation to work with Sinn Féin. So there's going to be enough there. There are 74 seats in Dáil Éireann of the left. Sinn Féin should be able to put forward a programme for government for those 74, and they should be supporting it. And we won't be.
Well,
because
already,
based on what's in the manifesto of Sinn Féin, we believe it'll be a disaster for the country. It'll potentially turn the place into Venezuela. But the time for making soundbites from the sideline are now over. Sinn Féin are the largest party in terms of the amount of votes they got. Let them now stand up to the
Venezuela, Pearce Doherty.
Look, this is ridiculous stuff. You know, look, are you seriously talking about giving renters a break or a rent freeze or actually opening up hospital beds that were closed as Venezuelan policy? These are just policies that make sense, policies that deal with the crisis that people are feeling every single day. We need to give workers and families a break. People have said that to all of the political parties. And what we need to do now, as grown-ups, after the electorate came out in their hundreds of thousands and cast their votes for all the different TDs that have been elected, we need to sit down, we need to find out if we can find common ground and deliver on the programme and on the mandate that we've been given, which is a mandate for change. That's the job that I will do as the leader of the negotiating team for Sinn Féin. That's the work that is underway tomorrow morning with the other political parties. And as I said, we give a commitment during the election that we will talk to everybody, because this is grown-up politics. This isn't sitting and throwing the rattle out of the pram. This is about dealing with, you know, crises that we have in people's pockets, in housing and health, you know, and we need to deal with that now. That's why I'm saying that there is an urgency, and there shouldn't be any delay in government formation.
All right.
And we need to get real about all of this.
Okay, and Jim O'Callaghan, just finally, in the same way, you've got 38 seats. Who are you talking to? Are you talking to Fine Gael?
No, we're not. But like, I think there's a recognition that the party that was most successful in the election was Sinn Féin. And I think there's a recognition that the ball is in Sinn Féin's court, and they're the ones to try to lead the talks in terms of forming a government. And they should take the lead in respect of it.
That sense, yourselves and Fine Gael sitting back at the moment and saying to Sinn Féin, pick up the ball and run with it. Where is Micheál Martin at the moment? Is he coming out to state Fianna Fáil's position?
The answer to your question is I don't physically know where he is. I'm sure.
Have you been talking to him?
Yes, I have been talking to him, and the position is clear. The position of Fianna Fáil remains the position as it was before the general election. We told people we wouldn't go in with Sinn Féin into government, and we're not going to do that.
All right. When is your parliamentary party gathering, Jim
McCallum? We're meeting in the next couple of days.
The next couple of days. You can't be more specific.
Well, I could, but I won't be.
All right then. Okay, we'll find out, I'm sure, in due course. Jim O'Callaghan of Fianna Fáil, Pearce Doherty of Sinn Féin. Thank you both very much for joining us. 20 minutes.